Hello, I'm GM Jeff Ball. I am your host for another episode of Age of Ashes Dice Wise Presents, with courtesy from Dark Galaxies Gaming. Thanks and shout out to our sponsors, plural. We have, well, we're sponsored with the core rulebook and the adventure itself, and we are enjoying and trying to wrap our heads around the Fantasy Grounds Pathfinder platform. Now, you can get Fantasy Grounds on Steam, and probably a bunch of sources I don't know about, but like I said before, we like it. We like it a lot, and it has a lot of potential over those other free sources. So, may I introduce our cast of characters this evening? First, right-hand man, Trigger Man, the guy haunting the chat, in case you want to heckle me, but he'll filter it so you don't hurt my feelings. Rob Hammond is in the house.
Good evening.
Next, we have a bunch of dwarves. Yeah. At the top of the food chain in the Mighty Dwarves, I would have to go with Mr. Frank Hamilton playing Theo in this evening.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thanks for joining us today.
Next, he's charismatic. He throws spells around despite being a dwarf with a draconic bloodline, playing Elbrick Stonechucker. Mr. Matt Witt is in the house tonight.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
And Mr. Muted Ryan Messina playing Muros, the mighty dwarven monk.
Rhymes. Hey, what's up here?
Last and certainly not least, playing the halfling cleric of Desna, Mura, Cheryl Ball is in the house.
Good evening, everyone.
So, Mara of Desna, it is your go. What do you want to do?
Still, can I still see him? Can I still shoot at him, or is he?
Yeah, no, he isn't. He's you still have a shot at the moment.
All right.
He seems more intent on trying to like show everybody out in the open that he's willing to make good on his threat as opposed to disappearing.
He's only threatened to cut his ears off. The goblin doesn't need ears.
So you load for one action.
I load for one action. Yeah. I shoot. I miss, and then I will reload.
Okay.
Critical miss.
We've missed
another critical miss. Yeah, apparently I critical missed again. So what happens?
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
What's the number? Nine.
Nine altogether, but I rolled a four.
Nine altogether. I can't wait for the critical hit deck. I don't know if they're even going to print the critical miss deck. I got the critical hit deck on order from Paizo. I'm hoping it'll be full of fun ideas. Because I just don't want to assume, it's so easy just to think first edition going, well, this is what you do, blah, blah, blah. A critical miss. Suggestions for a critical miss. It's got to be something.
Well, my question would be, how much did she miss the DC by? You don't have to tell me the DC, but how much did she miss it by?
Right.
Would be judge the action.
I am also standing on difficult terrain, so maybe I slip or something.
Yes. She missed it by quite a bit. Like, obviously 10, if
Does
not
that
a bit more.
In the target range if she misses? Myself and Albrecht?
You lost me.
If she slips on the rocks, is there a chance she's going to hit us?
Oh, well, no, I'm more thinking that she might hit the goblin, which would be all bad. Yeah, she's doing a high shot,
I'm thinking up and back down.
Yeah, comes back down.
Is that out?
Falls on an ally. Last thing you want to do is shoot the hostage. Well, I guess it works in some movies. Right, so critical miss. So I would have Mara make an attack roll with her sling at full attack bonus to see if it actually hits the goblin that is the hostage. The two of them are entwined.
Oh.
Yep. Of course, I roll high.
Natural 20. So
beautiful.
In the dang eye.
Ping. Ow. What's the damage of that sucker?
It is.
Now, don't roll it officially. You need to roll raw, otherwise you're going to damage the halfling, which is targeted, so.
Well, it's 1d10.
Okay, so just roll me a raw d10. That's pretty cool for us.
Bonus for getting 20? Like rolling a natural 20? Or is there?
No.
Fair enough.
Like I said, the 20 isn't an existing roll. It's the 9 that missed. We're looking for like a phantom roll as if it, like, did it really get that armor class of the goblin? Yeah, she nailed her 20, bing,
4 points.
But remember, Rob, we're supposed to have you leaning on the player side now, not the evil DM side. You're kind of working more for the, I'm enjoying this greatly, but...
Look, I have a better question. Can we end this session for 2 minutes and then reboot so we all have another hero point? credit for that goes to a wandering monster in our chat window.
Clever.
No, sorry. Ending a session is good night, everybody. Even a pause in the stream does not count, but nice try.
I pay attention to our watchers.
4 points. And, well, luckily, this is a tough-looking little goblin that you bean in the side of the head with your, with the rock, ka-ding. Like,
we are heroes.
Sorry. No, unfortunately, yeah, you shoot the hostage. Was it Keanu Reeves goes, oh. No, nobody gets that reference? Anybody? No?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Well, you know, you can call out the movie and back me on this, guys, you know. No
one cares. Applaud you.
No, okay, fine. Fine.
Yes, we prefer to enjoy your floundering.
Next round. Theoden, first on the scene as usual.
Seeing that stone ricochet off a goblin's head, I duck down and give a fugitive glance over at the rest of the group down in the courtyard. Hey, watch it. And I'll point my axe.
You're like 50 feet away. Just see it happen? It looks so bad, you flinch like, oh, that gotta hurt.
Well, I saw like the goblin's head kick off to one side. And, hey, watch it.
Okay.
And point with my axe. You there, halfling. Put that thing down or I'll throw you head first off the parapet.
I'd like to see you try.
Not you, halfling. The other halfling. With the goblin. Calmet?
Calmet?
That's Calmet. Funny.
Point at Calmet with my axe. Put that goblin down or I'll throw you head first off the parapet.
He just wickedly grins and shakes her, you know. Turns her even more. Right. Oh, I have a natural shield, you know. This is great. So 15, what do you want to do here?
5, 10, okay. 15. I'm moving up.
Okay, now you're at a point where you're like knee deep in goblins, right? So we're going to count from that corner on difficult terrain. So back slow your roll here, chum. Let's bring it back here.
Okay, that was two moves to right there.
Okay, so you go 5, 10, 15 to get you here, right?
Okay.
And then you're 5, 10, 15 to get to the corner. What?
He'd be one more, wouldn't he?
He started here at the top of the stairs, did he not?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I started right there.
Yeah, okay. So you're 10 to get in, and then 5 to hook like an L. I don't think he was on that corner yet, right? And then 5, 10, right? 15, he steps into amongst goblins who don't know, you know, I could say friend and foe, but I'm going to call these little jeering buggers, you know, the chaos. They're difficult terrain. They're not exactly allowing you through like a friendly. So at this point, you've got, you know, for what it costs you, you pretty much got here.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll be kind enough to say just because of the angle or whatever, you're ignoring the fire or you're just, you know, yet one boot in it and using your forge powers to, it's just lighting up your boot and you're ignoring it.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. So when it's my turn again, I'm going to try to intimidate. We'll give that a shot.
Dahlgren. Now, did you want to try and intimidate from the get-go? From where you were?
That's what I tried to do and you said he shook him. So I was going to retry when I got closer.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see dice rolling.
So I'll re-roll or go back to the beginning. I'll intimidate.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have said that out of the gate.
No, I'm sorry. I missed it.
Yep. Calmet, put that goblin down or I'll drop you off the parapet by your head. Intimidate. And okay. Got a 21.
All right. Diplomacy, intimidation, shifting my hostile attitude to trying to make me indifferent. So going to the actual rules now,
intimidation's different.
Yeah,
he's not diplomatizing. He's
no. I'm saying trying one or the other. You went with intimidation.
Oh, okay.
Right. He says his spiel. You make your move. Okay. So, Frank.
Yep.
You want to find intimidate for me, and I'll keep going because we have to get to halfling to see effect is, right? So while you're looking that up for us, back to Dahlgren and Elbrick.
Right.
Okay. I will actually belay any moves to simply put myself in a better position to help Albrecht.
Well, actually, you need to go first to put yourself in a better position.
Like, I'm going to take my moves, up there with one action, gets me to the wall.
Oh, you're there.
As he starts positioning himself, do not worry about a lot. I'm not going to make this.
You should. If he's not going to go, then I'll make the jump for the rope.
Okay, a DC 30?
That's way beyond me.
You go straight up, right?
You know what? Wait, I'm going about this the wrong way. I'm thinking like a different character. I take a good look around for another way up.
Okay.
Not even paying attention. Sorry about that, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my perception roll?
Okay. So you want to get yourself in position. You're assuming he's going to say yes or whatever. I'm going to have you burn that.
No.
Then you decide to have a good look around.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll get back to you in a second here. Yep. Albrick.
I'm going to go move over to where the halfling's taking put shots. Oh,
okay.
Sorry. There seems to be some dogs barking in the courtyard.
We still got one goblin dog that's wounded and off, you know, with its bone, as it were, making noises. Okay. So what do you want to do?
Over. I'm assuming it's going to burn most of my turns just to get over to Mara.
Well, if you're adjacent to her, you might bugger a shot because the angle, even though she's shooting over your head. So your best bet, if you want a clear shot at something, is to kind of sidestep in. See what I'm saying?
Right. Yep. Right?
And if you can back up, so you've got 5, 10 over, another 10. That's your 20. So in one stride, you're ripping through the rubble and you're beside her. And you're open to do what?
Me. I'll get a step behind her to clear the path so she doesn't have to shoot or worry about me in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, you're beside her. She's good.
Okay. Well, I will dance a merry jig and offer a silent prayer to Torga.
Right. Back to Dahlgren with the perception.
Is there a better way up? Or is this all we've got?
What did you get for your perception?
I was going to say, that's what I'm rolling for. Hold on one sec. I got a good perception.
24. So that way I come back to it, yeah. Right. So, 24. You have a hard look around. Now, this entire upper part of the wall, not just the wall, but the actual, you can see like the cave-in, that used to be parapet. That used to be upper, you know what I mean? Whole thing came crashing down for some reason. It looks like a fresh pile. You know what I mean? Like, this is days old. This isn't like ancient from months or something ago. Like, this can't be any more than a couple days old. You know,
but would it aid me if I tried to climb up that instead?
No. The highest part of rubble is still a good 10-15 straight up jump. You know, the lowest dangling thing is that rope, frayed as it is. Unless there's some secret underground water thing in the puddle or some way to get back through the stairway and up into one of these towers, because we haven't explored them all, you know.
Not sure. Say who's up on the wall or having to run right through.
Still, but taking the time, like not going blindly, looking for extra options is really a good idea. Even if even if it's fruitless, taking the action just to be sure, never a bad idea. Theowyn.
Hey.
Hi. Getting back to the whole...
Alrighty then. So I'm attempting to use coercion, which is a function of intimidate, through threats of violence, either veiled or overt. I just said I was going to throw him off a parapet. That sounds like overt.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 21. I don't know what the target number is.
That would be my personal DC.
Okay. So, I don't know what that number is, but I got a 21.
Okay. And it shifts my attitude towards you towards what when you intimidate?
If it's a success, once the target becomes unfriendly, they may decide to act against you. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm hostile. You got to go through unfriendly and down to indifferent
for me to... You can't.
You could probably make more than one check, though.
I thought once you did it, they were immune for 10 minutes. Maybe that's demoralize. Okay, yeah, I guess I can retry. All right. So he goes from whatever one step up the track.
Now, I'm assuming this is going to run off of my will and wisdom, as it were. So at the base is 10, you know, plus my level and such. So looking at my willpower, yeah, this looks pretty good for par for first level guys. So you have a success. And if you've got a 21. So that's not a critical success to like jump two, but it is a success. He's, you know, so I got no quarrel with you, you know, back off. I have no quarrel with you. Just them, you know, you guys, you know, he's changing his story a little bit. He's still awfully skittish and he reaches behind him and pops the door open. You know, he's got the door open behind him. Like he's looking for escape route because you're closing.
Okay.
Okay, but because of your intimidate, you know what I mean? He's not taking a step. He doesn't come through on the threat. You know what I mean? If he remained hostile to you, he might just start chopping ears or throw her or whatever. So at least you got him. He's really unfriendly. He's just, you know, I'm not saying he's bartering, but you know, you see what I'm saying here? He's like, he slowed his roll. Your success has at least given you that. He's taken pause, but he's certainly not indifferent or anything. Miros.
Hey.
Miros.
Thor.
Right. Let's check the old dice here. You're good.
Hey.
I'm just going to do the rest of the doors just to see here. Okay. So you want to go 5, 10, 15, 20. Now, I'm assuming it's an action to open a portal.
I would assume so.
Right. So if you go 5, 10, 15,
20. Two doors and a move?
Well, yeah, two doors and a move. But luckily they're not stuck or anything.
Hey.
Okay. And you can see him now. Just because the tower's crumbled, do you see how you have a straight line on him?
Yeah.
You actually have a line if you wanted to change tactics.
Well, I'm out of actions at this point.
Okay. Nera of Desna. What do you want to do?
Shoot him.
Shoot him. You've reloaded at the end of your round, so...
I duck.
We all duck.
All right now. Well, at least it's not a critical miss this time.
Okay. What'd you get? 12?
Yeah.
Shoot and a miss, and you've got two actions left.
I reload.
Okay. And you pull a. You want to pull a Matt? Was it McIntyre? McElroy? Who's the tennis player who used to freak out in the '80s? So they're throwing a racket down.
McElroy.
McElroy.
I can't remember his name.
McDonald. Anyway.
McEnroe.
McEnroe. Good old McEnroe. I mean, he used to show up in Adam Sandler movies, freaking out.
Yes! Finally! 23!
Okay, so you were loaded from last round. You shoot.
Yes.
You use a second action to reload, right? But because you're shooting twice in a round, did you click on the second attack, which it takes a penalty?
Oh, 1 second. I can fix that. It's still 18. It's 18.
Isn't only negative four? Isn't it like a sling or an agile weapon or anything like that?
No, it's zero. Plus zero second time around.
Okay. 18 goes whipping by his head, but does not hit. But you're getting way warmer. Now we're into round four. Theoin. That first five will cost you 10, then you break free of the goblins that are, you know, held at bay at 10 feet. If you care to do any more moving. Or you want to try... Does it say anything about intimidating, like immune to 24 hours or anything like that?
Nope. If I try to demoralize, it says the target's immune for 10 minutes.
Okay.
But this isn't demoralizing.
No, it's coercion.
This is the coercion aspect.
Right.
The coercion and request you can try over and over and over until you fail and they become hostile, I guess.
Okay. Well, right. You guys could possibly, for those of you that aren't doing anything, you know, aid another is still a thing in this guy's.
Problem is he's nowhere near us to aid him.
All you got to do is call out threats, right? You guys are the same distance away behind him, firing up, than he is in front of you. You know what I mean? Like he's saying, "I'm gonna toss you off here."
Various plan.
You guys are like, "There's nowhere to run." You know what I mean? Like technically, you can aid another with verbal threats because it's a verbal action, right, Frank?
You attempt to a bully creature and do what you want. At the end of the conversation, by intimidating check into will DC.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying, if you guys wanted to dump your actions this round and everyone have a go at this guy, you can have a lead instigator, and the others could make eight other checks. Up to two other people could help.
Coercion takes a minute. You must spend at least 1 minute of conversation to coerce a character.
Really?
So I guess then what I was doing was demoralizing. With a sudden shout, well-timed taunt, cutting edge, put down, you shake an enemy's resolve.
Okay.
Must be within 30 feet. Character must be aware of you. Make an intimidation check against the will DC. Speak the same language. I'm speaking common. If it succeeds, the character is temporarily immune for 10 minutes.
Okay, so I'll let you keep your original roll. And you weren't 30 feet away, right? So we'll have you, you know, that much proverbially closer because you would have moved.
Yep. Then he gains the frightened one condition then based on that success.
So using that roll as a move and this move as that roll, if you follow me, you are here, 10 feet away, successfully demoralizing him. And what happens to me?
He gains the frightened one condition.
Okay. So I'm at negative one everything I do, because I'm...
I believe that's negative one to
upset.
Everything. Yeah.
Okay. Dahlgren, scanning around, looking for another option.
Yes.
Nothing presents itself. What do you want to do?
Wish I'd practice more athletics. I don't know.
I think I still have... two actions, though, don't I?
Well, you know what? Wait a second. Let me see if I can throw a rope up there. I'll try it on my own. I'll throw my own damn rope up there.
Sorry, Frank. I didn't mean to cancel this round. We were just shifting things around.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you're there. You try to demoralize, right? This will put you here. Your first action is to demoralize. How many chevrons does it take? Just one?
Just one.
Okay, so you got two left. What would you do?
And if he's still not doing anything, then I'm going to activate the fighter's sudden charge.
I can't do anything until it's my turn. That's just mean, Frank. Demoralize him and wait for the reaction. Okay, he starts to go pale, but he'll react on his turn. Oh, fuck it. You didn't drop. You know. Did you want to hold?
Is he aware of all of us down here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll wait then to see how he reacts.
Okay.
Because I do have a rather high intimidate of my own. I'll do what you said. I'll try to yell at
him. But is he not immune now for 10 minutes?
Only to Theoin.
I think only to me.
You guys can let him go now.
You guys can always chip away at him. Anyway,
I can give him the stink eye.
Yeah. All right. Sure. You guys do a bunch of what he said, as it were, dropping him further down the track, as it were. That could be helpful for the combat that might be coming.
18 for intimidate.
Nice. Yes. So I become
frightened too.
Is there a point where like it becomes panic or oh, you know what? Let's call up the happy condition chart. It's time for a condition. Let's click on my condition chart. And I am frightened. Where's my frightened? Fascinated, fatigued, flat-footed, fleeing, friendly, frightened. Frightened one.
So the frightened condition says you're gripped by fear and struggle to control your own nerves. The frightened condition always includes a value. You take your status penalty equal to the value on all checks and DCs. Unless otherwise specified, at the end of your turn, the frightened condition decreases by one automatically.
Hmm. And you guys are trying to stack it.
Yeah.
So now if I throw another frightened one on him,
so on my turn, it would automatically drop by one. So we'd go back to frightened one.
But I can't see
Dahlgren's.
So Dahlgren is successful. We're down to Albrecht.
Right then. Do I have a line of sight on this wee laddie with the goblin in his arms?
Yes. Now, because of the angle, he has a bit of cover and the goblin, but you do see him.
The goblin with cover.
All right. So I'm going to hit him with a ray of frost, or at least attempt to hit him with a ray of frost.
What kind of range is that?
120 feet.
Okay.
Is that a cone?
No, it's a ray.
A ray? Okay.
Pew, pew, pew.
Okay.
So extend my finger. Pew, pew, pew.
Give me the raw results. Is this like a ranged touch attack? Or
It's a spell attack, and I'm trying to see if there's a...
Well, I have spells right here. We're going to pull this up and show the world.
What did you call spell it? Attack.
Ray of Frost, right?
Ray of Frost, yes.
Right, so two actions, verbal somatic, 120 feet, one creature, 1d4 plus your spellcasting ability modifier. So in your case, what is your charisma bonus?
Plus 3.
And you need to make an attack roll. Attack roll. So,
right. I'm looking for that. That would be based off my charisma as well, would it not?
Charisma or possibly your actual dexterity to aim the... I'm not sure how they aim spells.
There should be just a straight spell attack. And I.
So we're on Al the Halfling. Right, so while I deal with Miros and Mara, get Frank, Rob, and you guys looking up in the main spell list in the core about, you know, see if you guys can dig something up for that so we have some answers by the time we get back to you. So anyway, Al, give me a roll of d20. To see if it's an obvious hit so we can get damage going, you know. Because if there's an overwhelming hit, because what's your dexterity bonus versus your charisma bonus? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to have a plus one to plus three anyway. So give us something to work with, even though we're still going to look this up. Just pick up a dice. Invest in multiple monitors. I just... Throw the dice, man! Anything, even the raw one. There we go. 11. So even with a plus 3, and your level, and your wisdom, and your whatever, and your whatever, whatever, we do know that you're going to shoot your Ray of Frost. It's going to go wide.
That was
miss.
Not me. Hey. That wasn't me. I didn't roll. I just found it, though. So it is based off of my spell casting trait, so it would be my charisma.
Okay. So a plus 3. So d20 plus 3?
Yeah. Natural 1.
Natural 1. Can I have a raw d20 roll at plus 3?
This is a spell. It's not an attack.
You have to make a quote-unquote spell attack roll. You are shooting a ray, sir.
Where does it say critical failure in spell descriptions?
Everything can spell description. Can you not critical fail a spell? I don't know.
No. It just doesn't work. I miss.
Can you guys not get critical successes in spells?
You can get critical successes, but there is no critical fail.
Oh, there's got to be one for the other. There's got to be one for the
doesn't
other.
List one in any
it is very cold.
It's got to be one for the other.
Not listed. I'll check in the book and see if there's a straight up.
All weapons have critical hits and critical fails. You're telling me spells are just like, oh, they go off or they miss, or they go off or da da da, awesome fireball. There's no horribleness in a critical spell.
What spell was that, Ryan?
Ray of Frost that I was casting.
A critical cantrip. I'm just not seeing the balance in that. If they just favor I understand a caster can't pop these off as often as a warrior swinging a sword, but you're telling me there's no critical fail in a spell?
I think if it lists it in the spell itself, but I'm checking.
Is there any spell that lists a critical fail?
No, just a failure.
Hmm.
There's critical success, and failure.
Well, a couple of sessions ago, we completely botched a critical success for Ryan, so we'll put a pin in this for now, and we'll look into it, and just say you miss. So moving on, the halfling.
Which one?
The one with the hostage that's doing as badly as the one with the sling is
me.
So demoralized, a little afraid, and scared people. I'm not saying he's going to flee or whatever, but I do think I want some distance. So he's going to back off. He goes through the doorway and tries to get, you know, some cover of the tower. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to come through a doorway. This will be helpful. And continues to, you know, being unfriendly, going, look, no quarrel with you. You know, just leave. Bugger off. This doesn't concern you. Miros, where are you? What do you want to do, buddy?
I wish to hustle up to the door.
Okay. One chevron. Open the door. Two actions. An open doorway. Light spills in, and a halfling holding a goblin turns, you know. Actually, he's so intent looking through the doorway, he's like literally back, like this is all relative on top of each other. He is backing through the doorway, coming not towards you. He's actually kind of going towards the corner, but he is entering this room backwards, pulling a hostage. His back is to you. What do you do?
Ooh, but I'm not close enough yet. So could it be sneaky up behind him or close to him?
Sneaking, stealth, three modes. There is the undetected, unaware, right? Okay. So first, he'll make perception, obvious to see if you, because you're, you know, throwing doors open. See if I heard it. So, yeah, the light and the door opening, because like you said, you're hustling, you're banging through doors. So you whip this door open, you see him coming through. He turns kind of half, regards you with one ear and one eye. Whether he actually sees you, he does see the door open and the light come through. So he's aware of the door. You're not sure if he's aware of you.
Okay.
Which would put you possibly in the undetected. Not unaware, but undetected.
Okay.
So if you want to stealth, you could, yeah. You know, I wouldn't say sliding into the room is a good idea, but like sliding to one side, you know.
In open between the door, parapet and the door there to the north wall?
Yeah, kinda, exactly. Like there's the, you see him, he sees you, he's back to you, and you kind of shift over for some stealth rolled by me. And as far as you know, whoop, to one side. And that's you done?
That's my last chevron.
Yep. Hug the wall. Mara of Desna, the other halfling. What do you want to do?
There's only one halfling that matters, and that's me.
All right, me. What do you got? Your target.
He's gone through the door.
Yes, but you see how this whole tower's crumbled?
Yes.
Okay, so if you move out into the courtyard, you'll be able to see him right now because he was at the edge before.
Okay,
right now,
so he can hear me, right?
Yes, he can hear you.
Okay, so he's been demoralized. I understand that everybody else has been intimidating him, but I'm going to try some diplomacy.
Okay, diplomacy and intimidating, we've determined that that takes time, so they have to switch to demoralize.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the middle of combat...
I'll do that then.
Okay.
Attempted anyway.
Yep, sure. So, if you've got... You make an intimidate check on your skill set. Now, he needs to be able to see you as well as hear you and be within 30 feet. So, if you want to step out...
Okay.
You know, just... Well, the proverbially, like, you know, I'm down here. Have a look.
Yeah.
Just kind of wave around. Hey, you.
Just basically tell him, look, there's no way you're getting out of here.
Sure. And let's have an intimidation off your skill.
There we go.
One.
Yeah, whatever.
Do we have critical critical fails?
I'm just going to start rolling my own bloody dice. These dice suck.
No, they don't. They're sponsored.
Yes, they do.
They're sponsored dice. They're wonderful. Theoid, internet seizure.
I'm an internet seizure. I am going to move up and take a swing.
Okay.
My dwarven patience is wearing thin.
Okay. So now, I didn't notice this. It says effect undetected to Miros by Theron. So even though I'm DMing this, because you are highlighted, it's your turn. Even though I'm DMing it, it's not just putting it on you. It's telling me that suddenly that, you know,
you did it.
Yeah, that I did it. So, Theron, what do you got left, buddy?
I am swinging an axe. If I can hit my little button, does an 18 hit
through a doorway? No.
Okay. I'm going to spend a hero point and reroll that.
Okay.
Because I want something to happen sometime soon.
And I have to say, is there not a negative from him still being frightened?
Negative to all my rolls?
And it's even worse.
No, to the DC of Comet.
It's to his...
Oh, his armor class.
I don't know if it affects their armor class, frightened.
It affects what I do.
Yeah.
But it's a legit question. I'm just looking. Nope, hasn't changed.
I missed.
Okay. My IC is baller. And I'm assuming that it's, I'm even not even giving the plus one with my body shield person. It's huge. And I have a hostage, plus one through a doorway. Yes.
I have one more question. Can I give a hero point to somebody else to try and do a reroll?
Don't think so. I don't know.
And you can only do it once anyways.
Yeah.
Bad enough.
Yeah, you have to put them down.
Okay. Dahlgren, right. Rob.
Oh my God.
Now everybody talk. It's Rob's turn.
Now I'm going to back away.
What do you want to do, Rob?
I back away 10 feet and load my crossbow.
Okay. You pull it out?
Well, that'll take. I'll back away 10 feet, pull it out, load for the next round.
Okay. Because you were climbing, unfortunately, which means crossbow, I'm assuming, went away.
Exactly. And I don't climb well, apparently. So I go back here like this.
Yep.
Wait.
All right. Elbrick.
All right, then. I'll follow the halfling down the pile of rubble, keeping my position beside her, if I can.
Okay.
And if I have another action left. So I'll move down beside her and cast Ray of Frost again. It still just does that. I still have to do a roll. So in the book for your spellcasting roll, it is spell attack roll is your spellcasting ability modifier, which is charisma, plus proficiency bonus, plus other bonus and penalties. What is my proficiency bonus?
With armor and things, it's like plus 3. So you're proficient with a spell? With armor, it was always 3. I'm proficient
assuming that that's your caster level.
No, are you trained in spells? Then that's plus 3. Or if you're a master of spells, which I think you buy that with feats, so then you would add, you know, 6 or 9 or
what have you. Yeah, so it'd be 3. So it'd be
6.
Like, yeah, so plus 6. So I'm just going to punch that sucker in.
Okay. So do you want to move out and get a clear shot and have a go?
Yeah.
Okay. So bring you to the edge of the rubble because you're slowed right down.
Yep. Well, I'll move to get a shot on him.
That's as far as you can move and still make an action to get said shot. Now, is Ray of Frost one still one action, right?
It is two actions, but I have a movement and one action. Or one movement I can do and the spell if I have.
Right. Your problem is your movement is only 25 feet. So if I cut that in half, that 10 is all I can give you.
Yeah, it's only 10 feet.
But you do have a shot. He just has some partial cover because of the lip. It's better than nothing.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Pew, 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 another natural one.
So what did we find about those crit? Anyone? Call
don't you just love these dice?
Don't you just...
Oh, I know, it's terrible.
They're wonderful.
But no, if it has a critical fail in the spell description, then there is a critical fail effect. But if it doesn't have it fizzles out. It's just a fail.
Yeah, so okay.
I'm just shooting straight up in the air.
No, your finger gets hurt.
That's right. Point the finger. Shoot it like a gun. Right.
Uh-huh. All right. The halfling... It's had enough of you, Mr. Dwarf. Okay.
Which dwarf?
The one that's swinging an axe through him.
Fair looking, enough.
Right.
It's for the people who aren't here.
He steps closer to the edge, you know, pushes the goblin out, and threatens to drop her over the side. Don't make me do this. I have no quarrel with you. Back off. Call them off, because they're like, you know, little rays of frost and pellets are coming up here, and I know they're for me, even though nothing's really hit me. Call off your dwarves! And your attractive little halfling friend. And I'll,
You release that goblin unharmed and we'll talk about you getting off of this parapet alive.
He's like, he pushes her towards the edge. You guys back off first. I want a clear path out of here. And Muros. Some quick back and forth, and he's, as his action, he's, you know, not agreeing to what Theron's going. No, you give us the girl.
So he's got her close to the edge. But not over the edge, right?
Yeah. Think of her as like right on that little stick out part in the, almost like the next square. The two of them are, you know.
But his back is still to me, right?
Mostly, yeah. He's kind of turned. If I'm facing, I'd be facing the diagonal between the edge and Theros.
All right, so his back is to me then.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, excellent. Okay.
You want to stealth on in there?
Aye, I do. I want to get nice and close to him.
Okay. Oh, that reminds me. That door did not open by itself. So he backs off. He wants a clear path. He wants you to call off your guys. I might suspect somebody's there. Like I said, you're undetected. And my last action, besides bitching and just moving her, is, you know, he's looking around. See if I can see anybody. So what do you want to do there, Miros?
I'd like to get right up behind him.
Okay, so you want to step in the doorway and attack?
No, I don't attack. I want to push him off the edge.
With the goblin?
No, I don't want to grab the goblin.
The problem is,
I like where this is going.
If you step here, okay, that's a step.
Or
go around the corner. I guess the edge buggers you, so you technically have to go 5, 10. That's a stride, okay? Your next action is what? Grapple the girl? Like, the two of them are grappled.
Right.
Right. So if you push him, she's in front of him, she goes first, buddy. Because the edge is on the right.
What if I grabbed him and threw him over my shoulder over the edge?
He has a hold of her.
Okay.
He's got like a knife right on her. You know what I mean? Like, the two are one. They are grappled. If you grab him, unless he immediately lets her go, you risk tossing the hostage. in the flailing kerfuffle. Not to mention a hostage is off balance, and if it's suddenly dropped, might stumble over the edge anyway in this situation.
Kind of kafufer is what I was planning on doing.
Wouldn't you just grapple him, just grapple him away from the edge?
Well, grab him and pull.
He's still Jeff Jose.
No, you were talking about putting him over the edge or grabbing him and throwing him. Like, everything ended with the push over. If you just want to grab, you want to snatch him back.
And then grab is another one action. I got two actions. I was hoping to push and grab. Or grab and push.
Well, until it's my turn, I don't release. Right? It's on your turn. So the two of us are one, as far as I know. You know what I mean? I have her grappled. If you grab me, you're grabbing us.
There's grapple doesn't exist anymore. It's grab. Or grapple. It's immobilizes you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been digging us up this entire time. It's not like it used to be where it gets pinned.
Well, considering I'm alone, this encounter, facing the entire party, the advantage is this bluff, is this, she's glued to me, what are you going to do? Even if you attack her, there's some slight bonuses to my AC. Yay! You know, or talking down doesn't seem, you know what I'm saying? I don't think this is a one-trick pony where you just one up and go, well, whatever, grab over her shoulder and just flail him off, and she's magically standing there. Like the Superman scene where he blows the guy, the host, you know, right off of what's-her-face. I don't think this is what they're going for with the flavor of this encounter. I think you either got to start, you know, attacking something, but like a just sort of a, you're easy. I would say there's a strong chance that she's going to go by accident. At first level, I really don't see you guys having that mastery of any kind of a grappling or tech where you could just yank a guy out of his boots.
All right.
Unless you get a critical success.
It's like all good. We've got a healer on the ground.
That's right. Okay.
Jeff, one last, then I'll leave it alone. There is a grapple.
Mm-hmm.
He's got one free hand. He can grab a hold of him, which you could then pull him back from the edge.
Yeah, but that's what he wants to do. I got no problem with him snatching and grabbing the guy back. He wants to separate them with this grab action and then toss him like she's clear. And I'm saying... Probably not going to happen.
That's fine.
If you just want to grab them, both of them through the doorway, or position them where you grab him and throw him against the wall turret, like on the inside, you know what I mean?
All right.
And then dance.
I grab him.
Okay.
With my one action. And then I flurry of beatings him in the back.
Okay. So what is there any advantage to grappling, or you should just punch away?
The advantage is that he can't get away.
Oh, I see. Like, on my term, I'm still considered grappled.
Also, if he grabs him, then the goblin or the halfling can't throw the goblin off if he grabs him.
If he has a hold of me, he doesn't have a hold of the goblin. All I got to do is shove.
Okay.
I have a goblin and a light weapon that I can attack the goblin or Maros with as soon as he lays hands on me. I can even attack Maros right from here without even letting her go, I'm assuming. Anyway, let's take this one step at a time. Ryan, you've decided what you want to do with your character.
Yes.
Now, I am not saying no to anything you've requested. I'm just trying to paint your picture where it seemed like you were saying, oh, I just grab him and toss him. I'm saying, well, this is unlikely. There's roles involved, and the DCs at your level, you know, this seems difficult. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
This is not me saying no. If you want to pull off a 20, some critical wows and stuff, you can just yank him out of his boots and the goblin's still standing. But if you just go, I push him, what do you mean she went too? Well, they're grappled. They are adjoined, you know, physics distates. Then you're talking about, well, I grab him away from her, and then throw him.
I was hoping that they're taking the same space, right?
I'm not sure.
Ooh. Are they?
Rob?
That call is he holding her out? In which case, they're in two squares.
Well, how about this?
Well, close, okay, guys. Two square.
It's Maros' turn. She is on the edge. Now, whether she's literally dangling over because there's barely 10 to 20% of floor in that next square, and I have to start making strikes, or he's just turned her like we're in the same square and I'm just facing the edge, which means she's closer, which means my right shoulder's on Maros, my left shoulder's on Theron, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right there. You step in and quickly try to weigh options. Can I grab him? Can I throw him back? Can I snatch him? Right? Theron's leading in. Things look bleak. And we will have all of your answers to this terrible yet exciting situation next time.